Howdy neighbors, Ron Hay, Beef Buzzing with you today. The cost of being ready to battle FMD. Back on that in just a moment.
You know about Gobob Pipe and Steel's monster fence panels that are designed for the cattle producer or the sale barn operator that never wants to repair or replace any section of those pins. Monster Fence continuous panels come in 20-foot, 4-rail graduated, and now in 24-foot, 5-rail panels. Monster Fence from Gobob is quick and easy to build. The new 24-foot continuous panels are built tough, so you never need to replace or repair them. Gobob's new 24-foot Monster continuous fence panels are twice as heavy and several times stronger than conventional fence panel pipe, all without a big increase in cost. If you want to build your pins once and stop repairing or replacing because of damage, then you need Gobob's Monster Fence. Heavy-duty, high-quality continuous fence panels, now in 24-foot, by Gobob Pipe and Steel. And you can put them right where you need it. Gobob, online at GobobRadio.com. That's GobobRadio.com. GoBobRadio.com.
The beef and pork industries are in agreement that it would be in our national interest to have a robust FMD vaccine bank in place. Dr. Kathy Simmons, Chief Veterinary Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says it'll cost millions, but it is much, much needed.
We're probably talking about enough money to buy a fighter jet every year for about 5 years. We talked about some specific funding mechanisms in that white paper that we did with the National Milk Producers Federation, Pork Board, and ourselves. And I think those are the numbers that they're currently looking at. But, you know, I think as with everything, you know, these numbers, as you work within farm bills and you work within appropriations, sometimes they are not solid numbers that we're looking at. But we are looking at, you know, a fairly significant amount of money for an agricultural request. As I said, the Department of Defense, this wouldn't be a big deal.
You know, if we were able to get at least some money to start this process, I mean, where's that magic line of where you've got adequate protection or you're just not really up to speed if we should, you know, God forbid, ever end up with this disease in the United States?
I think part of it is to establish these contracts and these agreements so that we can move forward to have the supplies that we need beyond that initial emergency, requirement. I think these calculations are made. They're made by folks, technical experts at USDA APHIS. You know, FMD vaccine is going to be under regulatory control. You're not going to be able to go down and purchase this vaccine from the manufacturer directly. It's going to be under, you know, USDA regulatory administration. So they have experts who have come up with what they feel is a proposal that will adequately mitigate the initial risk and then allow us to ramp up the production, based on contracts that we have and agreements that we have. And also, we have been involved in the past with other countries. When FMD was in Korea, we did some sharing with our bank. And I think we would hope to, if we developed an offshore bank with one of these vaccine manufacturing companies, have some of those agreements ready to be in place as well.
Earlier this summer, Craig Gooden, president of NCBA, testified before Congress indicating that it would probably cost $150 million annually for 5 years to fully put an FMD vaccine bank in place for the livestock industry. Dr. Simmons reminds us that FMD is such a devastating disease as far as the costliness of the business disruptions. We've got to have something like this in place to be able to get back on our feet quickly. It's something we've simply got to do.
Right. I think we do, Ron, for a number of reasons. Number one, it is not a public health concern. It is an animal disease concern. But affecting these animal industries also affects soybeans and corn and some of the other industries that rely upon usage by the animal industries. It also is something where we look to what would happen with trade and our trading partners. We would have something like this, all trade would shut down if we had FMD, just as it would with any country, other country in the world. So we have to look at what those ramifications would be cost-wise, what we would lose in trade, what we would lose in productivity, and then it becomes even a food security issue. You know, in the world, we have 7% of the world's cattle, and we produce 20% of the world's beef. If we have a disease that impacts the health of our animals to a large degree, that impacts food security globally.
Chief Veterinary Officer of NCBA, Dr. Kathy Simmons. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.